Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Tracy.
How are you this fine day?
I am well.
People will never know. We can have a million years of repeats and they'll never know based on what I say in the morning. For some reason, it comes out the same every single time.
The words don't change.
I know. For some reason, that greeting doesn't evolve. Why?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe it feels right.
Yes.
Feels right to stick with something that's...
It's tradition.
Yeah.
Yes.
So today's topic is a little bit about that.
It sure is.
How we like to keep some things the same and how we love to change others.
That's right. Like language.
Language.
Changing all the time.
Yeah. Evolving. Yes. Whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's in charge of this saying, okay, that word gets accepted, that word does not.
Or that's proper English and that is not proper English. It's common usage.
Changing all the time.
Mm-hmm. So the common usage changes all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel suddenly like I have to enunciate because we're talking about language.
Yes.
Yes.
We better be really careful.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about new words.
Mm-hmm. Because the creative part of this is that words are created.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along with art and design.
Well,
I guess we're designing the language as
we go. Exactly. And it's that time of year where dictionaries start telling us what the new word is.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about old words that are that have new meanings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about words that we don't use anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because common usage is always changing. We apologize ahead of time. We may break into spontaneous, uncontrollable giggling because some of these words are kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious because we used to use them commonly.
Yes.
But when you say them now,
no,
it's ridiculous.
It sounds so silly.
Okay. We'll try to save that for last.
Yeah, just listen on. I'm sure you'll partake in this.
I've got a little bit of a historical sort of reference here.
Okay.
So we've had a lot of technological advances in the last, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the words that we're seeing now actually have a lot to do with technology.
Yes.
And that's why it probably feels like there's more new words than ever before.
Right, because those things simply didn't exist before.
Yes, we have to invent words for them. We have to invent descriptions. But it's also, it's also the same way that some words are repurposed. So we're seeing words that existed already, but they're being now used for this technological description. But anyway, so going back, we've got words that were developed in the 80s to describe certain things and then have moved forward. And so it seems like they're part of the lexicon, part of what we use every day, la, la, la. But they've really only been used for 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, very common usage, but not very old words.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Like Google.
So, yeah. Yeah,
that's... Try getting through a day without saying Google.
Yeah,
it's hard. It'd be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert.
Yes.
That's a new phrase from the 90s.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
That's
spoiler
so
alert
common.
Is a spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah. And paywall.
Of course. Paywall wouldn't have existed even 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually only
firewall.
2000. Yeah.
Well, that's more of a.
Yeah. And selfie was 2002 that was added to the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And unfriend was added in 2003. So, lots are just 10, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. Like, and, you know,
but
and
they're
sometimes
common.
They're brand new words.
Yeah.
Like hashtag.
Yeah. And I was.
Hashtag is a new word.
What?
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's actually. The pound sign. I don't know why.
Can you imagine having if our actual conversations used hashtags?
I don't know.
It would be like, did you have the soup at the Blue Canoe today? Hashtag soup, hashtag warm fuzzies, hashtag, right? Like we'd be just adding it on to every sentence we'd say.
Sometimes my kids use it in a sentence, hashtag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like how?
Hashtag awkward.
Oh. Yeah. So it's just another way of saying I have a thought inside my head.
Yes.
But I'd like it to
or
be
or something
verbalized.
Happens and they, yeah, something happens and they don't know what to say. So they'll say hashtag awkward.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's more like a joke, an inside joke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, steampunk.
Yes. Tell me about steampunk.
Well, I love steampunk and I didn't know very much about steampunk. It's a fairly new word from the 80s.
Yes.
But it refers to, in the Victorian times, what they imagined science fiction to be.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It looks like steampunk. So it's very Victorian kind of clothing and design, but with all these technological added bits.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's new, but it's old.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so mainly it was a literary kind of genre.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then it became, well, you know.
Like science fiction from the Victorian age.
Yeah. Oh, so like Sherlock Holmes, you know, kind of. But then it went, you know, a little bit crazy. It came into the world of fashion and into the world of art. And now you'll see whole exhibitions of steampunk artwork.
Well, there was one in Penticton. Did you see one in Penticton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Fantastic, yeah. So it's kind of taken off, but it's still a fairly new concept. But what I really love is there's a woman, there's actually quite a lot of blogs about steampunk, and a woman, Jess Nevins, her quote is, "Steampunk is what happens when goths discover the color brown."
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, even goths.
Yeah.
Goths is an old thought.
That's repurposed. New design.
So would steampunk people be Whovians?
Actually,
that's a new word, meaning a fan of British science fiction.
Yeah.
That, series Doctor Who.
Well, it's all kind of connected because steampunk is also a philosophical kind of genre too.
Oh,
right?
I thought it was just a look.
Well, it's a lot of things. Like, that's the thing. It's expanded.
Yes.
And so now you've got people that actually kind of run their lives by this. Victorian values mixed with technological advances.
What are Victorian values?
Well, it's only the good stuff, right? They don't think about the bad stuff, okay. Like child labor and plague and stuff like that. But, you know, just the innocence.
No plumbing.
Like the ideas of creativity, the potential, right?
Oh,
the,
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of the age of illumination. Or,
yeah.
Enlightenment, not illumination.
Right.
Enlightenment. Okay.
Yeah. So that was fun. I like looking into that because I love the look. I love the look of steampunk.
It is pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look, we should dress steampunk one day.
Oh, I don't know if I have enough metal in my wardrobe to.
Well, just take apart somebody's old watch. Just dangle those bits off of all your
clothes. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So like bling.
It's just like bling.
Yeah, which is also a new word.
And so I wonder what the root of bling is.
Let's see here.
Like if it's short for something.
A lot of times these new words are indicative of the times that we live in. Mm-hmm. And they're often used as a way to ridicule people you don't agree with.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Like bling is the expensive, ostentatious clothing and jewelry.
Yeah.
So as if to say these people who wear bling are not worthy of the respect you would have for just wearing expensive jewelry. It's over and above, but you're not classy enough to wear.
Oh.
Right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
You not bling enough to wear bling.
Exactly.
Gosh. Okay. You're not awesome sauce.
That's right. Awesome sauce. That's right. You need to chillax.
Yeah.
Which is chill and relax put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I use, and then my kids look at me like, oh, mom.
Mom. It's sort of like what my mom would say, groovy. Mother. Groovy. Come on.
Get with the times.
You're not allowed to say chillax?
I'm not allowed to say chillax.
Oh.
Yeah, they make fun of me when
hashtag
I say
hashtag bummer.
Certain. Yeah. I know. Hashtag moist.
Oh. Right?
I'm not allowed to say moist.
I know.
In it's my just, household.
It's funny words.
Like they were really horrified when I said it in front of one of their friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. They're out of the cool kids club. But there's so many, what I love about how language evolves is it tells those stories. Like infotainment is my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, that's a comment.
An infomercial. Right? Yeah. That's fairly new.
Fairly new. Yeah. From the 70s, I guess. Advertiming.
What?
Which is advertising that is placed selectively at certain times because they know people are more vulnerable.
Oh.
Like they sell a lot of Ginsu knives at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, that sounds like shipping to me. You know, shipping where you bring two characters together and make them blend their names.
No.
To romantically involve people that wouldn't otherwise be romantic. Oh,
like Bennifer?
Yeah, like Bennifer, okay. Except I don't know what it's in the fangirl world.
Yes.
Fangirl, another new word.
Yes.
Where they see romantic involvement between two characters that don't have one in their movie or TV life.
Huh.
So they ship them. Like Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Oh.
Like they would ship them and create a name that was like Sherson or,
okay.
you know.
Do they have to be in the Watlock. Same realm?
Yeah, it's better for them to be in the same, yeah, you know, in their little world.
Okay.
What was the fun? Because they're, my kids watch Supernatural, so the two characters or the two guys, Jensen Ackles plays one of the brothers, and then Misha Collins plays the angel in the series. And so, what is it called? Oh, yeah, Cockles. Cockles. That's the ship of those two guys. It's, of course, a not a heterosexual matchup. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, they make funny words out of these shipping
weird
situations.
Shipping. I guess that would make me an... I'm a member of the, now instead of being a member of the literai, I'm a member of the e-literai, which means that I'm not aware of this information.
Oh.
Yes. People who are not well-educated or well-informed about a particular subject.
Huh.
So when it comes to steampunk and Whovians, I am a member of the illiterai.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I can't say that I'm part of the...
And if you want to learn more, you should become a member of the Twitterverse.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Twitterverse tells all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And I appreciate, I think, I'm not sure if you invented the word, but when we did our storytelling exhibition last year and we came up with Twitterature.
Oh, Twitterature.
Yeah.
I don't think I invented that.
That was a really great word.
And you know what? That's the other good point you make is language belongs to everybody. Mm-hmm. So people always say, is that proper English? And I'll say, if it's common usage, yes. I mean, just look at the different dialects.
Yeah.
All I have to do is watch Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Or, EastEnders. These are,
yeah.
Or listen to shows about Newfoundland. There's a lot of words that don't make sense to us and a lot of words that we say that don't make sense to other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's, and I think it's how we self-identify. I can't really think of anything that BC says that wouldn't be understood elsewhere.
Yeah, I thought that we invented hangry, but
hangry. Yeah. Oh,
you know hangry?
Yes,
it's when you're hungry,
you get cranky. So hungry, you're angry.
Yeah,
hangry. Oh,
I don't know why, but I thought that was a Vancouver word.
Yeah,
but apparently it's global.
Oh, okay.
So it came from somewhere.
And I think there's some references to medicinal herbs. That are very BC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. We probably have the most words for marijuana in the world.
Absolutely. But it is a reflection of who... It's like language is a mirror, I think, of who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cakeage.
Cakeage.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm sorry. It's just these random words that stick out for me. Cakeage is a charge made by a restaurant for serving a cake that they have not created themselves.
Hmm.
It's like the wine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Like a bottle, like a when you bring a bottle of wine, corking fee.
Yeah.
A cakeage.
So you can, if you bring a birthday cake to a party at a restaurant, they're going to charge you a fee. It's called the cakeage fee. Like who? I don't know. Sorry.
Well, and isn't it interesting how someone came up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a locavore.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that
Someone who eats, you're a locavore.
I try to be.
Yes.
And also,
as a person whose diet consists only or principally of locally grown or produced food.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a...
Because you know why? Because you're a prosumer.
Yes. Oh, that's a great word.
We're creating new words every day. I wonder what today's word will be.
I know, because something will come up. There will be something on the internet today where a word will be invented. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's only 26 letters of the alphabet. How much more can we take of this?
Well, the permutations and combinations are almost limitless.
Yeah. Well, and like you said.
Like a Googleplex.
A Googleplex.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it has to do with a number. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it, Googleplex. But my kids always talk about Googleplex.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's one for you that is an existing word that has been repurposed.
Yes.
MacGyver.
Oh, yeah. The best repurposed word.
Yeah. So if you're going to MacGyver something, it means that you're going to use tools not normally used in the creation of something inventive to get you out of a situation.
Yeah, a stick of gum.
Yeah, and make something brilliant out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to MacGyver my way out of the situation.
And a lot of words have been repurposed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's almost been, you took a guy's name and
yeah.
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 Personified
it became a word.
An action.
Instead of a name. Yeah. became a...
Yeah, no one ever says I'm going to A-team it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Although maybe we should be saying that.
Well, but nobody or really...
like bring my A-team.
I don't know. Then it just feels like you got to wear a lot of bling. So I don't know if that would work.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that what we do back and forth here is bants?
Oh,
I'm just really? Getting your bants. I'm just giving you some bants.
Is that short for bantering?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like we're getting so lazy we can't say the whole two syllables.
Yeah. It's like bae instead of babe.
Yeah. I've heard that too. And I thought certainly I'm missing something.
Well,
but
meh.
No.
It's, I find it meh. Meh.
Yeah. I like meh.
Oh, I know. And that's
a great word.
I think that's an old word that we've just brought back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And rando. Did you know a rando?
What is that? Random?
Yeah, it's kind of a like somebody who it refers to a person who does socially inappropriate behavior,
no.
But they would otherwise call that like random, you know, like just not really a specified.
Right.
That person is, you know, is rude or that person is out of control, right? Like there's no particular
a polite
way to describe
way of saying, maybe.
It's just somebody that's not acting appropriately. Oh. So you say, oh, he's a rando.
Really?
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting how we're like as if this English language isn't concise enough?
Yeah.
We're starting to have one word conversations, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, yeah. What up? Right?
Sup.
Not hi there.
Yeah.
How are you? Yo, what up? Sup. Exactly. So which we're constantly trying to like trim.
I know, but
we're so productive.
Maybe it's because of having to text things, yeah. Right? We're texting
or
and emailing.
Or if we're trying to, you know, if we want to show our disapproval of something, we'll say, dude.
Yeah.
You don't even have to end the sentence.
I know.
Like that implies.
Yeah.
And I'll say that to my kids, dude.
Yeah. And then we know. What
and they
that
know.
Means. It's the mom
I'm
phrase.
Doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of like, I'm being inappropriate.
Yes.
I'm being a rando.
Yeah. So what is that about? Like, what are we keeping? Are we storing all our word power for when we might need it later?
I just think we're conserving our vocabulary.
I don't understand.
Well, we're getting you more efficient,
yeah.
Right? Because like Twitter has created that intensity of language.
Yeah,
we had to say it in fewer characters.
Yes.
So maybe it's just fallen off the, you know, outside of technology.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
We want to say it with less.
I keep thinking, what would Shakespeare think if he came back?
Well, you know, and Shakespeare was pretty
like,
good
how long would it take him to order a cup of coffee?
No, I think he was good at the economy of words because it's really about putting as much meaning as you can into the fewest number of words. And he did that, but he had a lot of meaning to include.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for us, sometimes our meanings are very straightforward.
Yeah, but
we only
like,
need
okay,
one word.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do that in...
Okay, but... I would argue that sometimes
Sup.
In order to get the meaning of, like, I'm trying to talk to you, Louise, I'd be like, Louise,
yes.
Louise, Louise.
Yes.
So I'd have to say it three times in order for you to really get how important it is for me to be addressing you specifically.
Yes.
I can see those little tiny technological steampunk wheels turning in your
in
head.
In my mind. But
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's how much more condensed.
Oh, I don't know if
we
get more
be?
Condensed. Pretty soon we'll just have to touch fingers and we'll know exactly what each other's thinking.
Mm-hmm. Strange.
Okay.
I think we need to unpack it.
We don't. Yeah.
It's another word that's been repurposed, unpacking.
Yeah.
And marketing people love to make up words or take words and re.
Well, let's go back to prosumerism.
Yeah.
Talk about prosumerism because that's a great new word.
It's a consumer who is proactive in their choices and is looking to... have an experience, they're looking for meaning and value, or they're looking for value through meaning and experience, as opposed to, like, I want stuff and I want it for cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a consumer, or a prosumer is...
they want to custom design their product.
Yeah, more that they want to know that their purchase is limiting the harm on the environment and that their purchase is helping to support
so they're curating
a valuable
their purchase.
Cause. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're creating.
So locavores are prosumers.
Yes.
Yes.
So being proactive in your choices.
In your choices.
Rather than just picking something off the shelf.
And mostly changing what the value means to you.
Right.
Right. So what the exchange of, because every moment of consumption, there's an exchange of value happening.
Mm-hmm.
What am I prepared to give up to get this?
Yeah.
Right? So prosumers bring, you know, their own coffee cup to the store or to the, you know, coffee shop, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
To the Cat Cafe?
Yes, the Cat Cafe.
Mm-hmm. You got to love that. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. is a cafe or some kind of little space where people pay to go and interact with cats hmm. that live in that space.
No, if whatever turns your crank. Again,
but you think about it, in cities that are becoming more and more dense and people are a little bit more nomadic, but they're also living in tinier spaces and can't have pets and desire the fur baby so much.
Oh, the fur baby. There's a new word.
Yep. Fur baby is a new word.
Yes.
Then they can go to these cat cafes and experience that. And then they go home and they don't have a litter box to change. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. And same with the little fur baby dogs.
Well,
right?
That's like the sharing economy.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is the new thing.
It's very, very, I'm very hopeful because of the sharing economy, actually, that we don't consume as much anymore because there's no, like, Uber doesn't actually own any cars mm-hmm. and Airbnb doesn't own any cars.
Yeah.
Airbnb doesn't own any real estate.
Yes.
And yeah, it's kind of all about the share rather than
Facebook
the
doesn't develop any content.
Yeah.
We do it for them.
Yeah. For free,
in fact,
I
saw that on Facebook that Uber owns no cars. eBay has no inventory.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
It is.
It's so outside of what we used to think about what it meant to be retail.
And that's what, you know, and so language is just the result of how we're constantly reinventing ourselves.
And maybe there's a parallel there between this share economy and the new words. Mm-hmm. Because we need things to be quicker and more accessible and not have to pay for it. Like, not that we pay for language, but, you know, not that we have to build up in a normal sort of progression. We just want to create a word, get it out there, use it, be done with it. Mm-hmm. And so that we don't actually have any...
Well, efficiency of time.
Yeah.
Yes. Because time is...
Well, time is more precious
scarce,
all the time.
Right? Scarcity.
Yeah.
And scarcity drives this, drives a lot of things.
Yeah.
But so it is challenging for design and marketing to constantly be reinventing how to send out messages, right?
Yeah.
One of them is called astroturfing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is when... firm designs a campaign to make it look like a grassroots movement.
Oh.
But it isn't grass.
Wow.
It's astroturf.
That's sneaky.
Yes, it is sneaky.
I don't like that.
And their stealth marketing, again, same idea that they undercover of darkness or where nobody can see you. So things like if you're trying to sell a new vodka, you might hire people to go to the bar and drink it.
Yeah.
And talk about, oh, I'm trying this new vodka or whatever, right? Yeah. Or this new sandwich or this new... So that's called stealth marketing.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's really playing with the ethical standards. So.
Kind of, yeah.
And we're getting more sophisticated, too. I think we know when we're being...
hosed?
Yeah.
Pwned?
Pwned. Excellent. Wow, good segue. 2 points.
Yeah. Pwned.
Nothing but rim, see?
Yeah.
Or nothing but... Is that right? Nothing but net.
Yeah.
Nothing, no rim.
No rim, nothing
right?
but net.
Yeah. See? I mean, we're always repurposing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pwned is the weirdest
game
word.
Reference.
It's, yeah. It, and gaming actually has a lot of words.
Oh, my goodness.
Like permadeath, you know, like you wouldn't otherwise experience death in a video game because you just come back to life.
Yes. Right?
Like your character gets killed, there's blood everywhere, mm-hmm. and then bam, you're back in the first-person shooter situation, right?
Yeah.
Well, there are some games now that do permadeath.
Yes.
And so if your character dies, you're dead.
Oh.
So that's a feature. You have to invent a new character. But anyway.
Okay.
But pwnage is the action or fact of utterly defeating an opponent.
Yes.
So you've been pwned.
I've been pwned.
But there's no vowel in the middle of
it's
that
P-W-
word.
P-W-N-D.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was a typo.
D.
It was supposed to be, I owned it.
Oh.
And they made a typo.
What?
Yes. But the person who made the typo was so famous in the
That's
video game world.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome sauce.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not going to rage quit this show today.
No,
I can tell you
no
that.
No rage quitting.
Yeah.
No.
That's angrily abandoning an activity because you're so mad that it's become too frustrating.
Huh.
But that's a video game reference to rage quitting.
It's there's just, others all kind. Then in economics, there's all kinds of new words. Cap and trade.
Oh yes, cap and trade is new.
Yes.
Yeah.
Advertorials, which is advertising disguised as editorial.
Yeah.
Well, it does actually say this is an advertorial. It should say this is an advertorial.
Sometimes in very small letters. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a redundant, to be made redundant.
That's a new word.
Well, it's a new usage.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's code for you've been fired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to watch out for that.
Outsourced and insourced.
Yeah, and insourced.
Yes.
Insource was added to the dictionary in the 80s.
Yeah.
That was new.
Yeah.
Because there had been so much outsourcing mm-hmm. that companies were making the effort to insource.
And we're starting to insource again.
Mm-hmm. We are starting to insource again.
Then, yeah, so there's all sorts of interesting words, especially in business. I'm trying to think of one that has to do with the stock market, but my brain is failing me.
Well, stock market, there's be microaggression.
Oh.
I don't know if it's stock market related, but it's just a sort of discrimination, unintentional discrimination against a marginalized group, like a minority.
Oh.
Microaggression.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of that right now.
Well, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful because, you know, that's kind of what... the North American countries were built on mm-hmm. is welcoming immigrants from all over, especially people fleeing bad situations in their countries of origin. It's kind of what we all arrived here. Well, most of us anyway, arrived here doing. So
we need to chillax.
We need to chillax. And I hope it's okay.
We need some kindsight. If we look back,
yes, right? Kindsight's an awesome word.
Kindsight, yeah.
That's, looking back on things with a gentler set of mm-hmm. eyes than being critical mm-hmm. of ourselves. Here's something interesting, though. I saw this little thing before we go to break about the refugee crisis and people kind of going back and forth, Bants going back and forth mm-hmm. about this whole
Bants
issue. Somebody did a little, a little graphic and said, "This holiday season, remember the true meaning of Christmas, and that is welcoming a Middle Eastern couple and their baby and giving them shelter and refuge."
It's so true.
Yeah.
Mm.
True meaning of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's lots of other political words coming out of the world that maybe we can talk about after the break. But for now, on Artscape today, we're talking about the ever-evolving language, English language anyway.
It is. It's a wonderful tool.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll go with that.
And we find new ways to use it every day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's one that doesn't get used too much, but people seem to use it, and that is brain fart.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So that's a fairly new one, and it used to me, I would think that was a bit offensive, mm-hmm. but now so many people use it. It's kind of like, oh, okay, I guess it's part of the lexicon.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of senior moment.
Yes.
It's brain fart.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I just had a brain
fart. But it is, I know, and we, but we do in meetings and do you find that the formality of language is reducing? Like, so you can talk to people on the phone just casually among friends is different from when you're in at a board meeting. But I even feel like that's narrowing too.
Yeah. Well, I find meetings to
be less... Like we just said brain fart on the radio.
Yeah, but I find meetings to be way less formal than they used to mm-hmm. be. And I don't know if it's the people who are there don't expect the same kind of behavior
mm-hmm.
the way they used to. Well, like when I first started in the nonprofit world, meetings were quite highly organized
yes.
and timed. And right, like, and there were just orders of business that you followed. Robert's rules.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know, it's much more of
but even just the tone of the language has changed. It's much more informal than it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it would be hard for especially our seniors who are used to having things done a certain way.
Yeah.
Like you don't say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah, that would be
really
lazy.
Or it drives my dad crazy when people say, "Yep, sounds good."
Why?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Sounds good.
Yeah.
Why so casual?
Well, you know what else drives me nuts is when, okay, my kids are going to listen to this and they're going to look at me funny, but I'm fine. Instead of, so if I offer something, would you like something? I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
I didn't ask you if you were fine. Yeah.
Are you saying no thanks? Are you saying I don't normally like that item?
Right.
Are you saying in 5 minutes I might want to drink? Like, yes. You know, I don't know what I'm fine means. Yeah. Like, quit it.
And I know. Or awesome.
Yeah.
That's so overused.
It is. Maybe that's why it evolved into awesome sauce.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And there's weak sauce, too. It's kind of the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
We're such strange human beings.
Yeah. Do you know, here's another one that's kind of icky. Manspreading.
Yes.
Yeah. So the manspread is a guy that takes up too much space on public transit.
On the subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's like, he's got his legs hanging over and he basically takes up two or three seats because he's just, you know, not being considerate of other people. But it
he's being too informal.
Yeah.
Like if you're, when you're in public, you sit up properly.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's, I think there's certain kind of public expectations about the way that we dress and the way that we present ourselves and how clean we are that are slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my personal opinion. I have a thing about leggings, as you know.
Oh, jeggings is a new word.
Oh, yes.
So it's jeans and leggings.
Yeah. Maybe. Just by the way, leggings are not pants.
No, they're...
Welcome to the program, they're Leggings not Are Not Pants. Today's topic, leggings are not pants.
That's right. Jeggings, tight-fitting stretch trousers for women, styled to resemble a pair of denim jeans, but also leggings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so leggings are things that are supposed to go under a skirt or, you know, a tunic or something. Just saying.
My personal least favorite fashion statement is the pajama. In public.
Pajamas. The pajama. No. The public pajama.
No. You do not wear pajamas.
I saw a guy wearing what I thought looked like those patterned leggings. And all we could think of is they must be his pajama bottoms. And please tell me that he's on his way to his son's preschool and it's pajama day and he's going to pick him up and wants to make him feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy and comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah. On the street, right in front, on Hudson Avenue.
I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, but that's just generational.
It is, right? But I don't think I wouldn't consider myself normally really, you know, proper in English or anything like that, right? Like, I just think that there's still some standards we need to follow. And maybe that's what some older people are finding about the language, that we aren't keeping up with our personal standards.
No. We're not keeping up with their personal standards.
Yeah.
Right.
But that maybe there's value in keeping some personal standards, right?
Absolutely.
And that maybe we should have a little bit more control over the kind of language that we use. Like, swear words are being used way more.
Beeping a lot more. They're bleeping a lot more. Maybe that's a new word. Bleep. Is it?
They're bleeping more?
On TV.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm finding that there's way more, maybe because I don't watch TV. Like, I don't have regular TV.
Oh, you don't have regular TV.
But we watch.
But if you watch, like, Survivor, or, you know, those kinds of shows, they bleep. Any kind of reality show, there's a lot of bleeping going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. But those people are using those words.
Yes. And then they're bleeped out.
Yeah.
But it's only a matter of time till we stop bleeping.
Yeah.
Right?
But you've got all these other sort of HBO and, like, you know, channels that allow any and all language. So it's out there.
Yeah.
And I feel like my kids swear a lot more than I ever did at that age.
Yes.
I'd like to pretend anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just there. And it doesn't feel like, I don't know, it feels kind of, I guess that the language is changing.
Like, absolutely. I kind of feel like. And the intensity of the meaning, like if you would swear, say 20 years ago, it was way more intense. Whereas now, again, we're just way less formal.
Yeah.
Everything is so much more casual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're
F-bomb. That's a new word.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I don't always mean that my kids are dropping F-bombs or anything.
No, of course they're not.
Just other things, like, you know, like
darn it,
the A word.
Okay.
Like, just I don't know what I'm allowed to say on community radio, but some of the more minor, the lesser swear words,
never have been spoken in intergenerational conversation.
Yeah, like you would never say some of those words in normal conversation with your parent or your grandparents.
Yeah.
And they do. Mm-hmm. And we just seem to kind of roll with it, right? Like, I don't know. Anyway, I'll have to MacGyver my way out of that one.
OMG, what is this world coming to?
And you know what?
Probably the biggest of the new words is OMG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing about, like, shortening
pretty soon
words.
We're just going to start talking in syllables.
NBD.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TTYL.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you hear about
that? It's so fascinating, though, how we're shrinking everything.
I know. Did you see that? There's a screenshot of this mom who's asking her daughter about all these things.
Yes.
And she's like, honey, what does IDK, TTYL,
yeah,
and what was the other one?
LOL.
LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not LOL. What? I don't know, something. Anyway, and so the kid writes back and says, I don't know, love you, talk to you later.
Yeah.
And the mom writes, okay, I'll ask your sister. So we don't even, like, we're just not, we're one generation away from this, yes, and we're not there. We're not seeing it or understanding it as well as they are that are fresh out of the gates right now.
Amazing. And almost every sector has their own, right? Like the oil and gas sector, they have their own lexicon, right? And in politics, we have our own lexicon.
Like Grexit.
Yes.
That's
Grexit.
Grexit is the potential exit of Greece out of the Eurozone. Yes,
the fear that they would leave.
Yeah.
Although we're not talking about that much lately, are we?
Well, no, because people are saying that the island of Lesbos should get the Nobel Peace Prize for the number of refugees they've taken in and over the last couple or last year or so.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, okay, so here's what I want to do, though, before we get too far down the road into words that don't exist anymore or we don't use anymore.
Oh, we haven't even talked about
that. I know, but okay, here's the thing.
That's what we're supposed to be talking about.
Okay, I want to say a paragraph that was submitted by this woman, Camilla Domonoske, using the most new words from the Oxford English Dictionary editions in 2014 and 15. So here's her paragraph. I rage quit the cat cafe after a rando normcore dude, manspreading into my otherwise shareable selfies, started acting like I was his manic pixie dream girl, throwing his all this weak sauce bants my way despite my bitch face. So I MacGyvered my way out of there by fashioning an abso-bloody-lutely awesome sauce cat toy out of the detritus in my purse and throwing it on him. So he was tackled by fur babies and I was out of there like the Grexit. So pwned, although he was kind of adorkable. And if I was less hangry, we might have worked out. Maybe I'll invite him to the cupcakery for something snackable next time.
Aw. Adorkable. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I know so guys sweet. That are adorkable.
Adorkable. My kids are adorkable.
So in case you're wondering what Manic Pixie Dream Girl is.
Yeah.
Most people would recognize a manic pixie dream girl if they saw one.
Okay.
Because it's a female character that basically puts together everything that a man fantasizes about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's vivacious and quirky, but sexy and buxom.
Okay.
And yeah. There you go. So now, on to the words that we don't...
I am definitely not a manic... what am I?
Manic pixie dream girl.
No, not, no.
I don't
not.
Think there are actual reality pixie dream girls. They're just the...
They're just made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're starting to believe that they exist because of all of
speaking of things...
Photoshopping and stuff.
Don't exist. Yeah. So there are also words... Every time we make new words, we sort of leave other words behind.
Yes. And it's a philosophy of us. One in, one out.
That's right.
You know, you bring something new into the house, you got to get rid of something.
Yeah. And so there are a lot of obsolete words like codec.
Codec?
A Kodak.
Kodak. Oh, Kodak. The camera.
We don't talk about Kodak
anymore. That's true.
Remember we used to have Kodak moments?
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
Now it's Photobomb now.
Yes.
Huh.
Right? Clip-on earrings. Clip-ons.
Yeah. Clip-on anything really doesn't happen anymore.
Right?
Like clip-on ties? Who does clip-on ties?
Well, anymore? I think when you work... In fast food, if there's a tie, it has to be clip-on.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's a hazard.
Really?
Yeah. It could get stuck in something.
Oh.
Yeah. Cream rinse.
Remember? Cream rinse.
Conditioner totally took over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cream rinse doesn't really describe what's happening.
No. Yeah. It's weird. Where did it go? It just disappeared.
I know.
Trousers. Which has in absolutely, we were laughing so hard before the show, we almost didn't make it on air. Right? Or slacks.
Because of slacks, that's really what.
Right?
Like, what it just
funny
seems
word.
So funny to, to refer to your pants as slacks.
But I never called my pants slacks.
And
I called
trousers.
Them pants.
Yeah.
And trousers, those are old words.
Yeah. Trousers sounds hilarious. So when you try to use it in a sentence, like you try to refer to somebody's trousers.
I think maybe in the UK they still use it, but it definitely doesn't get much wear around here.
I know, because pants in the UK means underwear, right? Oh. And so if you said you're walking around without your pants on, people would be quite horrified.
That would be like going commando, which is another
repurpose
of a word.
A rando commando.
Oh my goodness. Other words we don't use anymore. Galoshes.
Yes, galoshes.
My dad had galoshes.
Yeah. Well, we called them rubber boots, but you don't want to say rubber anything anymore.
No, right.
Yeah, like rubbers. Rubbers were erasers.
Yes.
When I was
now
in school.
Now they're not.
Erasers now. They are definitely.
They might be erasing and same the with, chance of an unwanted pregnancy, but that's about
it. Yes. And same with, what's the other thing in school that I used to, I just had it. Not erasers. Oh, what's the other? There's a whole bunch of school terms that actually we used to
use.
That
we can't use anymore.
Well, they just mean something. A little bit racy. Huh. That's all. Anyway, I can't remember. Gauchos. Gauchos was what I wore in school, and they were short pants that are now called capris.
Capris.
So where did gauchos go? I just think gauchos was a weird sounding word, so they had to reinvent it to make it sexy.
But language is fashion too.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And there's plenty of really old words that we don't even know that we've never used.
Yeah.
But they're still in the dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you go through the dictionary and you think, I'm really stupid because I don't know any of these words. But it's just because we don't use them anymore.
But eventually, as we add more, those words are going to go away.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that was the issue a couple of years ago when they added a bunch of technology words and took out a whole bunch of nature words.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand how in the digital age they have to take words out.
But yeah.
Yeah. So usage changes. The words don't go away. And one day people will look at us and say, that's a strange word.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Thongs.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Thongs. Because I still say it once in a while, right? Just slip on your thongs.
Like
the kids are like
flip flops?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I called them thongs when we were little, but that's not what they are now.
No. Thongs is underwear.
Yes.
I see.
A certain kind of underwear.
Yes.
That doesn't have a back. Yeah.
Also, guillotine. We don't use that word anymore.
We don't use guillotine?
No.
Well, I guess there isn't any more guillotines.
But so there's a lot of, Betamax. We don't use that word anymore.
Although they just stopped making Betamax. Yes. Sony just stopped, like yesterday.
Yeah. Like and the thing is, the technology was really good.
Yeah.
It just didn't win the efficiency war, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of those stories, right? That the better technology lost out to something that was marketed better.
Mm-hmm. Hi-fi, we don't use that anymore.
Yeah. Although that's where Wi-Fi came from,
right?
Because I couldn't figure out when Wi-Fi was first a word being thrown around. I thought, what's the fi? Like, I get where the wireless, but what's the fi?
Yeah.
I think it was just a version of hi-fi.
Hi-fi. Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't it mean, I thought it meant fiber. Wireless. No, how could fiber be wireless?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn on the Wi-Fi.
Huh.
And now,
as the art world turns, a dramatic moment in the arts.
Well, in addition to evolving language that uses the 26 letters of the alphabet, there seems to be other characters floating around in the world.
Mm-hmm. And it's also a new word.
Emoticon.
Emoticon. Or an emoji.
Emojis, yes. I think emoticon is not the word anymore. I think emojis is the word now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's already got a new word?
I think so. I think the emoticon's been left in the dust.
Right. So, as I say, this is the time of year that dictionaries start releasing their new word of the year. And the dramatic moment is this year's new word isn't even a word. It's an emoji.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Tears of joy.
Yeah. So it's the
little yellow happy face with big blue tears and a big smile.
Yeah. Laughing your,
laughing so hard
LMFO.
You're crying. Oh, yes.
No.
You swore.
No, sorry.
The radio.
Oh, LMFAO. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did.
L-M.
Well, it's like.
But you could do it without the F.
Still
the A is kind of, yeah.
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 I'm swearing terribly right now. Well, like the WTF, right? Like the two brothers, That's another screenshot conversation I saw where the one brother says to the other, WTF, dad's on Facebook. And then the other brother says, dad's part of my conversation. And dad says, what does WTF mean? And the other brother goes, it means welcome to Facebook.
It's very cliquey though, right? Have you ever found yourself Googling what does that mean? Like, TTYL, I didn't know what that meant. Yeah. So I had to Google, what does TTYL mean?
Yeah.
Right?
No, I haven't done that. Why? What happens?
You're a hipster doofus. No, I just find that, it's so hard to keep up with
it. Mic drop.
Yeah, mic drop.
I'm sorry, if I'm a hipster doofus, I'm going to drop the mic.
I'm leaving it there. It changes so quickly.
Yeah.
I have trouble keeping up.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, back to the emoji.
Oh, yeah. So I just think it's so interesting that not only are we not using words, now we're using symbols.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's a true efficiency of language. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of words we don't have to use by using a little tiny picture.
Absolutely. And you can even, Eric was telling us today, you can even use emojis as passwords in some cases.
Yeah.
Which is genius.
Well, you know, it's not so good for those of us whose eyesight is starting to go a little bit, because I sent my daughter a happy face, like one of those super happy faces with a big smile, because mm-hmm. something really great had happened when I texted her. And she's like, why did you send me the sick face?
Yeah.
Because it was the big, like,
WTF. I'm
sick. Yeah. So I can't see the little boogers clearly enough.
Yes,
there's so many different details. There's hundreds of these little things. And there's a lot of different minute details between mm-hmm. them. One means something horrible and the other is happiness. And then there's shame and embarrassment and only slight sadness and serious sadness. Wow. And it's all over the map. And if you can't see the details, you can't get it right. So and then we're making mistakes in language.
And there's so many emojis now, like CBC just released emojis.
Really?
Yeah, you can get like a This Hour's 22 Minute, the cast of This Hour's 22 Minute emojis on your phone.
What?
Yes.
I love that. Well, yeah. I learned that
you can... And different cultures use different ones.
Yeah, and now they're coming in GIFs too, right? Like a series of still images put together like a little tiny film.
Yeah, like a little film.
So you can see them doing dancing. Something. Yeah. Or just that they're laughing, right? Ha, ha, ha. It's just, I mean, even those are evolving.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, now we're going from sentences to words, and then from words to letters, and from letters to symbols.
And then symbols to moving
symbols. We might not have to talk to each other ever again.
No.
I'll just bring flashcards next time.
So radio?
Yeah, radio's
going to be dull. Quiet.
Yeah. Super quiet.
Yeah.
But, you know, other industries have been doing, like, if you think about the military and they, or safety and security, they've been using code forever, like 10-4 or such and such in progress or.
Yeah. But that's for efficiency too. Yeah. Time is of the essence.
Time and maybe also that's secrecy. Why
time is of the essence. Absolutely. Now. It like now is. We are so busy. We have to cram more information into shorter periods mm-hmm. of time. Simple as that.
Yes.
So get the message across now mm-hmm. because I got something to do.
Yes.
Huh.
Give me the 411. Right?
Yeah.
But sometimes depending on how you say it, it actually takes longer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if the person you're talking to doesn't know all of those short versions. You know how when you're in a conference and everybody's using the same acronyms?
Yes.
And after a while you think, have we ever used a whole word so far, right? Like, you know, when you're talking about, I don't know, you're in a thing with NPOs.
Yes.
And you're talking about the CRAs.
Yes.
And the,
yeah.
you know, CCA and the BCAC and, right? Like, you're just... But everybody knows what you're talking about, unless you're part of the service crew that doesn't have a clue because that's not their lexicon. Right.
It could be a tribe thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if we're building our own private languages based on our cultures, but we happen to be in many different cultures.
So it's like a dialect again.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we're just creating a new dialect mm-hmm. every day.
And it is a little bit exclusionary.
Yeah. And regional.
Mm-hmm.
And class, what's the term when you have class separation too? Because if you're part of certain industries, right? Like if you're an elitist, in the elite industries, mm-hmm. and say shares, stock trading, whatever, you would use
absolutely.
That nobody below that
code
would understand.
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Yes. It's exclusive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
And yet language is supposed to be the thing that keeps us together.
Bonds us.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a cultural, it's one of those cultural institutions that connects us as a community.
It's so interesting.
Does salmon arm have a dialect?
I don't know. I'm sure there. Well, yeah, maybe our listeners would like to chime in on that. Is there anything you could only say in salmon arm?
And that everybody in salmon arm would know what you're talking about, but outside of salmon arm wouldn't.
Might not know.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. People can tweet us.
Yes.
They can tweet SAG Curator.
That's right.
And tell me if there's something that you think that people wouldn't understand outside of our community.
Arm.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. And maybe one of our 8 listeners will do that.
Oh, there's more than 8.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes.
Way too humble.
Well,
I'm sure there are more.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes to talk about upcoming arts events. Tomorrow, today's Wednesday.
Yes.
This is live. And here's the treat for all of you guys who listen live, all 8 of you. That,
LOL.
Valerie Rogers. Artist Talk is Thursday, November 19th.
Yes.
And it is at 2:00 at the Art Gallery. Her exhibition is called In Nature's Footsteps. She is a realist wildlife painter. And we will be having her on as a guest at some point during the
Possibly
exhibition.
Next week.
Yeah. And we always offer an opportunity for coffee, cookies, and the artist, if they're available, to give an artist talk on the third Thursday of the month. And it happens that this Thursday is it. So
something snackish.
Yeah.
Yes.
A snackable.
Snackable.
Mm-hmm. Nice one.
I tried.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe some cupcakery.
Maybe an item from a cupcakery.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's a lovely word, that cupcake.
I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, we're just about in the Christmas season, so that's a big thing, right? We're getting all kinds of things. Caravan is having a Christmas market on Sunday.
You mean Xmas?
Xmas. Yeah, we better be careful now, right?
We're
Starbucks
short,
got in trouble for not having
words.
Snowflakes on their cups, for Pete's sake.
But that's another example of, Christmas Xmas. Like, why? What is the big deal?
I don't know.
You have to shorten it?
But that's just a written part. See, that's a whole different thing, Wait, how we write things as opposed to how we say things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who says Xmas.
No.
Really?
No.
Do you?
No.
Yeah. You say Christmas. It's only one syllable. Each one is one. I mean,
Exactly.
Anyway. But so the holiday season is upon us. And we're still, we're not that culturally diverse here that we have to be particularly conscious of.
Well,
that.
Even if we were, it is technically still Christmas.
Yeah, right? It is.
For that part of the world that celebrates.
And I remember when in Ottawa, at some of the federal buildings, they took down the Christmas decorations and all of these people, like, Muslims and Jews, and we're saying, but we kind of like that.
Well, we like it.
It looks pretty.
Yes,
it's okay, and you don't have to take it down on our account.
No.
So anyway, some decisions are made kind of overboard on those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better to just be open communication and talk about it before you make decisions like
Absolutely.
That. But anyway, Caravan is having their Christmas market.
Lovely.
Sunday, November 22nd, 11 till 4 out at the farm. So there's a bonfire and hot chocolate and Santa's there and vendors and stuff. And then the Pottery Club is holding a Christmas sale at the mall November 28th, 29th, the following weekend. Shuswap Theater does their annual Christmas pantomime.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. You know what a pantomime always has? A man that's dressed as a woman. Well, this year it's Rapunzel. Tangled Tale. So you can get tickets for that at Entwined Fiber Arts, and it's actually really cheap tickets too, like $5 for kids, $10 for adults.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so you can do that. The Shuswap Spinners and Weavers sale this year, they have their annual Christmas sale, and for probably 18 years they've had it at the gallery.
Yes.
They're going to a new, larger location this year.
Oh,
and it's also on the weekend after, so it's December 5th.
Okay.
At the Fifth Avenue Senior Center.
Oh, that is a lovely large
lots
location.
Of space.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that people outgrow the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy when people
it's a good sign.
Burst at the seams.
Yeah.
And if you want more information on arts events in the Shuswap area, you can check our website at salmonarmartcenter.ca. Click on Participate, and you will see a listing by date of all the upcoming events. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, it's Salmon Arm Arts Center on Facebook. Twitter is SAG Curator, S-A-A-G Curator. Maybe we'll get a couple new words today.
That's right.
Or a couple of regional words.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let us know, Shuswap.
Yeah, some people don't even know how to pronounce shoe swap.
That's right.
So maybe that's it. If you're pronouncing shoe swap correctly, you're from
the
shoe swap.
So you're part of the tribe. Yeah. Have a great week, everyone.
Have a great week. See you next time.